He met her almost daily at their workplace. Her looks appealed to him, her voice was clear. The things she said and did seemed always perfect. His thoughts of her grew very, very dear. She caught the looks he cast in her direction, was glad and proud that he should notice her. For he was he for whom she had been waiting. The looks, the words, the actions all were there. He wished that he could walk right up and tell her that she was she for whom he waited still. That her looks, her voice, her words and her actions had ravished all his heart, his mind, his will. But no, he thought, for that would be harassment. I might offend her, and that would not do. If only she would give some sign of fondness, then I could show her that I like her too. She wished that she could get much closer to him and tell him what she felt when he watched her, and say how much it flattered her and pleased her that he was her Prince Charming, as it were. But no, she thought, I can't approach him outright. He'd think me flighty, and that would be wrong. If only he would give some sign of fondness, then I could show what I felt all along. He showed respect for her and never faltered, and she refrained from tempting him to fall. They worked for several years together ably. Some said they were the best team of them all. She married then a slick, smooth-talking salesman, and he a typist, brasher than a whore. And when they got divorced, they worked together as well as they had ever worked before.